Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio, the podcast that's all about disease prevention using natural health alternatives. If you're searching for natural solutions to staying fit and healthy, you've tuned into the right place. Your hosts are David and Stephanie Tippy, two naturopaths with the advice and recommendations you need to steer clear of the modern medical mess created by Big Pharma. Today, more than ever, health is wealth, and on Aging Younger Radio, you'll get the tools and info you need to be the wealthiest person in town. So if having younger skin, a healthier heart, a stronger immune system, and more are what you desire, stick around. And now give a warm welcome to David and Stephanie.
Welcome to the Aging Younger Show. I'm David Tippy. My wife, Stephanie, will be here again next week. She's on assignment. Now, you can reach us at agingyounger.net. That is our website. And our phone number is 954-742-4430. I want to start off tonight by stating that understanding your body as it really is improves health. The problem most people face when exploring their health choices are a general lack of basic, useful, and understandable information on what the body requires in order to improve and maintain a healthy physical condition and physical fitness. It certainly wasn't ever taught in grade school or even high school. Most are taught to let their doctor decide what is right for improved health, and this is where the problems begin to arise. Physicians are not taught natural wellness while pursuing their PhDs. They are taught drug therapies. When your body is given things made by man and not Mother Nature, sickness is imminent. What does standing barefoot on the sand have to do with improving health? Have you ever been to huge, magnificent waterfalls and noticed how great you feel inside? The fact is that when you can provide the platform to your body to allow it to receive the surges of potent healing electrons from Mother Nature, you are helping your body heal itself. This is what negatively charged alkaline water from our Aging Younger water ionizer does for the body. It offers the body the tools to heal itself as you drink the water from the Aging Younger water ionizer on a daily basis. Certainly listen to this radio program, but you can go to our website as well, and that is agingyounger.net, and click on water ionizer at the top, and there you will see all of our Aging Younger water ionizers, and simply click on one to read all about the magnificent negatively charged water with its potential healing qualities by helping the body become more alkaline. Reversing disease means to reverse acidity in the body. Remember, all disease starts in an acidic environment in the body. A negative ion is an oxygen atom with an extra electron. It is odorless. A negative ion is an oxygen atom with that electron, when odorless, but that can the ions can improve mood and even purify the air that we breathe. Positively charged ions are called cations, while negatively charged ions are called anions. Negative ions are generated by moving river water, waterfalls, crashing waves, even showers and fountains, and by our Aging Younger water ionizer, which uses the electrolysis process to create the healthy water, which we explain. After snake oil salesmen released a slew of air ion generators with the promise that they would cure cancer, heart disease, and just about every malady under the sun in the 1950s, the reputation of the field ions was forever tarnished, and little serious attention was paid to the future findings. The best way to get exposure to negative ions is, of course, going to be the old natural way. Go to the beach, play in the water, don't sit bundled up on the shore. Climb a mountain and breathe the air next to a waterfall. Go for a hike. Take a shower. Spend an afternoon reading a great book in a garden surrounded by Mother Nature's plant life, or walk in a park. And, of course, drink our negatively charged, high electrolyte water produced by our Aging Younger water ionizer. As we mentioned, negative ions can have a good impact on your emotions, but also in creating physiological responses. As the electrical current of an emotion travels along your neural pathways, it triggers the release of chemical proteins called neuropeptides, or NPSs. Each emotion has a different frequency that triggers the release of specific neuropeptides. These tiny chemical proteins communicate chemical messages throughout the body, creating a physiological response. Your body produces 1,000 different neuropeptides, each controlling different physiological functions: adrenaline, hormones, oxytocin, and endorphins are all neuropeptides. Each neuropeptide creates such specific biological responses that physical symptoms can actually pinpoint what's really happening in your unconscious mind. For instance, happiness, joy, laughter, and even orgasms all cause the release of endorphins. Endorphins are powerful opiates that make you feel good. They also boost your immune system, relax muscles, elevate your mood, and dampen pain. Adrenaline and cortisol and norepinephrine releases when you feel fear, anxiety, and stress. They cause your heart to beat faster and your blood vessels to dilate, making your skin flush and cause rapid, shallow breathing, seizures. Now, muscles begin to tighten, especially around the stomach and shoulder areas. A slight sweat may break out. When we speak of the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy program, which we offer our clients, this is a key portion of the teaching for our clients, because cortisol must be released from the endocrine system to balance out the adrenaline for anxiety or stress. When the cortisol is released, this creates a similarity in several imbalances in the endocrine system. And along with this comes the critical symptoms of hormone imbalance. The purpose of adrenaline is to place your body in a high alert, rapid response, fight or flight state. In emergencies, this is beneficial as it aids you in escaping that danger. But over a long period, adrenaline can be very damaging to the body because of the critical disruption and imbalance it causes you in your hormone pathway, our endocrine system, to disrupt. It has devastating effects. It suppresses your immune system, impairs digestion, disrupts your hormone pathway, as we stated. It uses up vital vitamins and minerals, causes pain and stiffness, makes your body acidic, which is a disease environment, resulting in inflammation and adrenaline-draining vitality. Every known disease starts in an acidic body environment. This is one vital reason to be assisting your body in returning to alkalinity. And one way is by drinking the negatively charged high alkaline water from our Aging Younger water ionizer, of course shown specifically on our website, agingyounger.net. Also, adrenaline is highly addictive. Your body becomes accustomed to overstimulation over a length of time, and eventually the body will feel that it needs it to maintain higher energy levels. For instance, people who are quick to raise their voice at others tend to be suffering from this overstimulation, which is not normal for any person. And if you know of those who suffer from this imbalance, addiction, you need to have them call us for our help to get them back into hormonal balance again. Now, again, that phone number of ours is 954-742-4430. Once again, get that pencil and paper out, 954-742-4430. Now, those who have experienced extended periods of adrenal overload from childhood, such as those who grew up in homes with high-tempered and or critical parents, or those who experience physical or verbal abuse, will often unconsciously create crises in their lives as adults to get another adrenaline rush, or they may crave sugar or other foods to which they are allergic, as these also stimulate the adrenal gland. Studies have shown that negative emotions actually weaken your body, while positive emotions strengthen your body. Shame has the most devastating effect, followed by guilt, apathy, grief, fear, anxiety, craving, anger, and hate. Since your body, mind, and spirit are all connected, negative emotions reflect in your face and change the appearance of your eye expressions, skin texture, color, and tension. So negative emotions really do cause disease and illness and premature aging. Powerful emotions such as pain, fear, grief, disappointment, panic, anxiety, anger, and longing will shock your body like an electrical charge, leaving scars or lesions along your neural pathways. This disrupts your body's natural energy flow. It doesn't help to hold back or deny your emotions. The very nature of energy is movement. Motion is lotion, is what we always tell our clients. For the lymphatic system is 78% of your immune system, and it has no pump, and therefore will only allow toxins to flow out of the body's lymphatic system when you are moving. By the same token, when you bury or control your feelings and do not allow them to leave the body, their energy can't flow outward properly and dissipate naturally, which is exactly what takes place with the lymphatic system if you remain inactive. It simply stores toxins in your body. You may think you have controlled how you felt, but the energy from those buried feelings are still at work. Bronchitis is one example. You must move to get the lungs back to their normal function. Suppressing emotions uses up a lot of energy, which robs your body of energy, which is that same energy which should be used for vital functions of the body. Negative emotions will tax your adrenal glands, and this uses up your nutrients and restricts hormone production, which the body needs to sustain itself. The result is fatigue and lowered vitality, along with all of the symptoms that come with hormone imbalance. Energy has to move. If an emotion isn't expressed, which is outward movement, it is suppressed, which means it is stalled inside your body. The result of controlling or stiffening emotions and stifling them backwards is frustration, anger, depression, physical pain, control issues, emotional shutdown, or self-sabotage. Self-judgment, low self-esteem, and unworthiness may develop. This inhibits your ability to create or receive what you really want in life. You learn to expect little joy in your life and settle for less than your soul needs to flourish. An imbalance between your rational mind and your emotions will cause problems such as digestive obsessions, and constipation, diarrhea, or other digestive disorders. That is because your mental digestion or assimilation process is mirrored by your body's physical assimilation process. Mother Nature is all-powerful in the human body. Why do you think humans still have body hair? Human body hair might seem to be useless on today's modern man, but researchers suggest that it could help us detect parasites, adding there is a chance our female ancestors preferred a bug-free mate and so opted for hairier men. That seems like a female excuse for body hair. We really are what we eat. It is every bit as true as it is hard to see. What we in the wellness industry would say is study what the effects of cucumber, green bananas, beetroot, pomegranate, cranberry, grapefruit, and many more have on reversing these poor health signs. Our bodies are replacing billions of cells every day and using the foods we consume as the source of building materials. Now, choice does matter. Eating well is part of the formula that can reduce our risk of any major chronic disease by 80% and reach into our innermost selves to improve the health of our very genes. Health is indeed your choice. Take care of your body. It is the only place you have to live. Our entire lives here at the Aging Younger Clinic is consumed with science. Science is the quest for the truth. One of the interesting things that science has found, and this should have been obvious all along, is that what we call perception, what we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell is really the least reliable test of what reality really is. We cannot trust our senses at all. No, we cannot trust our senses at all. The senses tell us that the earth is flat, and we don't believe that anymore. Are you starting to get the picture? The senses tell us that the ground that we stand on is stationary, and we know it's spinning at dizzying speeds and hurtling through outer space at thousands of miles an hour. The senses tell us things have a certain taste, smell, size, texture. Maybe that's not the way they really are. There was an experiment done at Harvard Medical School about some decades ago. A group of scientists took some kittens and brought them up in a room that had only horizontal stripes. All the visual stimuli in the room were horizontal. Another group of kittens was brought up in a room that had only vertical stripes. And when these kittens grew up to be the wise old cats, it turns out that one group of cats could see only a horizontal world. The other group of cats could only see a vertical world. And this had nothing to do with the belief system of these cats. It is a phenomenon that psychologists call premature cognitive commitment premature, because we make it at a very early stage of our development. Cognitive, because that is how they cognize or see the world. And commitment, because it fixes us to a particular reality. It imprisons us in a fixed mode of perception. There are many variations of these experiments. So what is the real nature of the world? What is it really like? We can't trust the senses. They give us a very distorted view. They break up the wholeness into a small fragment, and we call it reality. We happen to agree about that. We even call it objective reality. And we have a whole methodology that we call science to explore that. Somewhere inside ourselves, it all happens. It is not out there at all. Go to the physicist and ask him or her, what is this made up of? And the answer will be, there are just four basic forces: gravity, strong interaction, weak interaction, and electromagnetism that makes up everything that exists. At the Aging Younger Clinic, we suggest and do not prescribe. So that means we stay out of the prosecution in a way that the FDA would provide to us, who are rented by the legal drug cartel. Prescription overdoses kill more people than heroin or cocaine or any of the illegal drugs. An LA Times review of coroner's records finds that drugs prescribed by a small number of doctors caused or contributed to a disproportionate number of deaths. What do Health Ledger, Sage Stallone, Anna Nicole Smith, Keith Moon, Judy Garland, Dorothy Dandridge, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, and Michael Jackson all have in common? They were high-profile celebrities who died from prescription overdoses. When someone rich and famous dies from a prescription drug overdose, it brings renewed attention to a growing epidemic. Drug overdose death rates in the United States have more than tripled since 1990 and have never been higher. At least 100 people die from drug overdoses every day in the United States. More than 36,000 people die from drug overdoses annually, and most of these deaths are caused by prescription drugs. Now, here are our choices. Make that you set the body up for cancer. Cancer-causing foods, hot dogs, processed meats, donuts, French fries, chips, crackers, and also, how about microwave ovens? It is impossible that millions of people are unknowingly sacrificing their health and their families in exchange for the convenience of microwave ovens. Why did the Soviet Union ban the use of the microwave ovens in 1976? Who invented microwave ovens, by the way, and why? The answers to these questions may shock you into throwing your microwave oven in the trash. Over 90% of American homes have microwave ovens used for meal preparation because microwave ovens are so convenient and energy efficient as compared to conventional ovens. Very few homes or restaurants are without them. In general, people believe that whatever a microwave oven does to foods cooked in it doesn't have any negative effect on either the food or to them. That is a complete lie. Of course, if microwave ovens were really harmful, our government would never allow them on the market, now would they? We are not stupid. Of course they would. Regardless of what has been officially released concerning microwave ovens, we think our listeners need this information to be able to make their own choices based on the research facts we outline. The purpose of this report is to show evidence that microwave cooking is not natural nor healthy and is far more dangerous to the human body than anyone could imagine. However, the microwave oven manufacturers, Washington City corrupt politics, and plain old human nature are suppressing the facts and evidence. Because of this, people are continuing the use of microwave for their food in blissful ignorance without knowing the effects and danger of doing so. Microwaves are a form of electromagnetic energy. Like light waves or radio waves, and occupy a part of the electromagnetic spectrum of power or energy. In our modern technological age, microwaves are used to relay long-distance telephone signals, television programs, and computer information across the planet Earth, or to a satellite in space. But the microwave is most familiar to us as an energy source for cooking food. Every microwave oven contains a magnetron, a tube in which electrons are affected by magnetic and electric fields in such a way as it produces microwavelength radiation at about 2,450 MHz. We have been on our programs here for many years, and we appreciate the amount of listeners that we have and always want to greet them with special kindness and to say thank you. We love having this program every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'd love for you to tell your friends about us, because there is nothing more that we ought to do than to help people. If we wanted trillions of dollars, we'd be in the drug industry that make those multi-trillion dollars. But we are in the wellness industry to create suggestions and not prescriptions. So it is not against the law for you to treat and cure yourself, and it's not against the law for you to take someone's suggestion that you use to treat and cure yourself. So we use that magnificent process, which is simply that. We will give you our suggestions. Choice matters. It is up to you to choose. It's something that we pride ourselves on, write books on, and want to make listeners, please come back next week, the same time, same station. Good day.
David and Stephanie truly hope you enjoyed today's podcast and learned a lot of excellent information about how to stay healthy naturally. Like the old adage says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And with the information you've learned today, you can put prevention to work for you right now. By the way, if you want one-on-one help and advice from Stephanie and David, you can call them at 954-742-4430 or visit their website at www.agingyounger.net today. Thanks for joining us on Aging Younger Radio. Here's to your health, naturally.